Something. So Liam, have you heard about what's happening in Egypt?
Yeah. He's been on the news a lot of prison. And they don't like him, and they've been having a big war because really he's just a rubbish president.
Yeah, he spends all his money on himself. The African president also did that. That's why Africa is a poor country. The African president spent it all on himself.
Yeah, but why would he just get the country's money and just spend it all on himself, making big statues of himself, just that they will remember him? If he's a good president, everyone will remember him.
See, I think it's something to do with, you got the choice here. You can get rich, and you can get so rich and spend it all on yourself. And I think he just thinks, oh, I've got a chance to do whatever I like.
Yeah, he's just got mad with power.
Yes, I guess that's one way of putting it. I mean, it's not right, but you can kind of see why you do it.
Yeah.
It is terrible. But.
Yeah, and they keep fighting, and like people from their like hotels.
Yeah.
People who used to live there and used to have fun there have to now leave because they don't want to go to a country where they could get killed any second or minute of their life.
Yeah, they don't want your children being. You don't want your children seeing that.
Yeah.
The kids might get best friends there, and they might see him die.
Yeah.
Which is horrible, and I mean, there's been lots of wars going on there.
And your kids, they might stop playing out because they might be living in fear because suddenly someone might come over.
Yeah, you don't want your kids feeling like that.
Yeah, in a big part of fear.
Yeah. Do you know the road that leaves from there to the airport?
Yeah.
From the whole of Egypt to the airport. That's been blocked off because they're confiscating all like weapons. When I say weapons, I mean like knives, you know, chainsaws, even, you know, those gardens and scissors.
Just
to make sure you're safe because people have been using those as weapons.
Yeah, and you're like spending hundreds of pounds on some cutlery and like some chainsaws and everything to like make firewood, and then as soon as you go to Egypt,
Egypt.
They're just gonna get took off you, and you're just gonna have to spend hundreds of more pounds to get them, to get some more of them in England.
Exactly.
So rubbish.
Yeah. So there's been lots of fights going on there.
Yeah.
And my grandma, not my grandma, my auntie and uncle, they used to live in Egypt, and they've come over, and they saw this guy being beaten up, and they saw some people throw an army vehicle over the side of that bridge, landing in the water, and it's cost those guys a fortune on what they've lost.
Yeah, and it's killing all their defence people, so like they've got a huge army, a great army.
Yeah.
But they're fighting a war and their defences are gone to another country.
Yeah.
But then suddenly another country comes to them,
mm-hmm.
and they're defenceless and they can't attack anyone, they can't stop
because they're
their country.
Because they're too busy dealing with that. They're too busy making sure that their country, that something bad doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like you don't want to see people getting hurt.
You don't want your kids
live in fear.
You don't want your kids seeing that.
Horrible. It's just a horrible feeling.
Must be horrible.
See people getting killed. It's just
all the time.
It's just horrible.
Exactly.
How can that be happening?
That is it's terrible. It must be awful for the people there. I mean, I'd be happy. I would just put up with the president for a few more months.
Yeah,
he said he's leaving in September anyway.
Probably put up for him for years and years.
Yeah.
You can't have any more of him.